I think even with Naruto, we saw him questioning himself at times, right? We saw him like, this is, people are going to get hurt. Like, I have to make sure I make the right decision. Or even something like that, like just showing the scale of growth. Like, Luffy doesn't even seem to care that the whole world might just be destroyed. He's like, he doesn't seem to give a damn. He's just literally traveling.
Bonkai. Senbon Sakura. Kage Yoshi.
Welcome, anime fans, to the Super Anime Podcast, where each week we look to entertain, inspire, and inform you on all things anime. Whether you're new to anime or a seasoned veteran, we invite you to come listen, share, and laugh with us. We hope every episode ignites your otaku spirit and leaves you feeling super. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy. Let's start the show. I hear the drums of liberation. I hear the sound of freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, all our superlights, this is going to be an interesting episode. This is going to be a special episode. This is going to be a fan-dedicated episode. The fan here being Kevin, which we will go into a bit more detail. But Kevin has ruffled, shall I say, solanized feathers, or maybe not. We'll get to that. But for anyone who is not interested in One Piece, I would ask you to listen to another episode if you haven't listened to all our catalog. Solo, is there an episode that you would like to direct people to? Because, you know, they're tired of hearing about this One Piece and how great it is and how amazing Oda is and how his penmanship is just a brilliant piece of fiction. I mean, the man is the gift that keeps on giving. But for those who don't want to hear that, where can they go? Which episode would you recommend they go and listen to if they haven't listened to our back catalog?
I think suck it up and just listen to our serial show, you know. You just have to just stick around for the ride, you know. It's just part of the journey. No, I think.
But they don't like One Piece.
I don't know what you want. I can't help with that. I can't help.
Give them one. Go to our website, give them one.
No. I'm not going to go to the website. I'm gonna pick one. Mm. Oh, you know what? Helen McCarthy's one. The History of Anime. I learned a lot from that one. Helen McCarthy's one. That's a good one.
And for people wondering what episode number that is the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo, mm-hmm, discussing the magic of anime with author Helen McCarthy. It's episode 175. You can either scroll down in your podcast app and just find it there by the episode numbers, or you can go on our website and just type in Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo, or just type in Helen McCarthy. That's Helen McCarthy, or even just type in Helen, she will come up if you go on our website. So yeah, Helen McCarthy is a good one. I would probably go for, if you haven't already, the like, whoa, fan service that caught us off guard. That is episode 137. That was a very good episode. Yeah, so there you have it. So you can enjoy that whilst we go deep, mm-hmm, into the world of One Piece theories. Not necessarily theories, but One Piece discussion. So I'll pass it over to Solo, because when this email got sent to me and I forwarded it on to Solo, this was his reaction. No lie. Oh boy. Yeah. Now we are talking. Sound like a Westerner. Oh, howdy, boy. Howdy, boy. I have some stuff to say. Some good examples to pull from. Just a reminder, we're recording in 10 minutes. On our WhatsApp. So, yeah, there you go. So, I'll let Solo,
okay,
with his beautiful voice, read out Kevin's essay regarding his wild or hot take on One Piece. Over to you, Solo.
Okay. So it's a lengthy one, but it's a good one. It's a good one, listeners. Okay. So let me lock in and read it. Okay. I'm gonna read this as if this is Kevin. All right. Super Anime Podcast. What's up? Kev here, aka Dr. Ramen. Pronounced Ramen. Long time listener here. Just a quick appreciation for the work you have done. Really enjoy the content you create. Over the past few years, the quality of content has grown. Thank you, my man. In One Piece terms, you're a Gear 4 Snake Man Luffy. In no time, you'll reach that legendary Gear 5 Awakening. Talking about One Piece, I have a hot take. Luffy has little to no character development all throughout the series. Character development is defined as the traits an individual has that help guide their behavior, such as values, ethics, and morality. What guides Luffy? His sense of freedom. As a kid, Luffy went against the idea of becoming a Marine. Whether he consciously or unconsciously knew that being a Marine meant being tied down, following orders, essentially having no freedom. That's why being a pirate meant much more to Luffy, having that sense of freedom out on the sea. Being his own boss, his own dictator. Oh, yeah. We can agree that the foundation of Luffy's character is freedom. We got confirmation from Zunisha that Luffy is the return of Joy Boy, the warrior of liberation. Hence, why Luffy was able to awaken his devil fruit, becoming Sun God Nika, another figure that represents freedom and liberation. It's evidenced by the fact that the moment he met Kobe up until Wano, Luffy has been liberating those who are oppressed, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally. For example, Nico Robin freeing her from the emotional shackles the world has put on her, calling her the Devil Child. Even Chopper was freed from prejudice as Luffy and the rest accepted Chopper for who he was after years of being an outcast, being called a monster by both humans and his own kind. He motivates everyone to chase their dreams. Now, why do I say that Luffy hasn't grown? Let's take Nami as an example. When we meet her, she has a hate towards all pirates. Why? Because of Arlong and what he has done to her village. In Nami's eyes, every pirate is despicable and as corrupt as Arlong. That's why she feels no remorse stealing pirates' treasure. What happened? Luffy challenged her values, her ethics. Luffy demonstrated that not all pirates are the same. By defeating Arlong and liberating her village from his grasp, Nami saw that even though Luffy called himself a pirate, he was different. He was dependable and trustworthy. She became a pirate. Nami developed as a character. Her values changed, therefore allowing her behavior to change as well. In Luffy's case, who has challenged his values? His sense of freedom. In every arc, the main antagonist has tried to challenge Luffy's freedom, but ultimately failed. In Wano, even after being defeated 3 times and dying, Luffy came back without his resolve faltering, going as far as awakening his devil fruit. Remember, Kaido said that in order to awaken a devil fruit, one's mind has to catch up to their powers. Sun God Nika revolves around freedom and liberation. Luffy's desire to free Wano was strong enough to awaken his devil fruit. At the end of the day, Luffy's values, ethics, and morality will not change. His resolve for freedom and liberation is strong, and that doesn't allow him to have character development. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. It would make an interesting episode if I do say so myself. Anyways, signing off, Dr. Ramen. That was all him. Ramen. That was all Dr. Ramen, by the way. That was all Kev. He wrote all of that out.
That is, do you know what?
Wrote all of it out.
That is, when I first saw that, I was like, but he messaged saying he left us an email. I thought it was going to be like maybe a 1 line, 2 line, or a paragraph. This one,
that was a document. That was an essay. That was a document. That was an essay. If someone sends you an email and it's a document, yeah, there's a word count.
Yeah.
There was a word count.
When you said check your email, I saw the word doc. Yeah. When I saw the word doc, I was like, okay.
he rolled up his sleeves and said, I need to say something. I need to get this off my chest. People need to hear what I'm saying. Long story short, Luffy has no character
shout
development.
Out to you, Kev, man.
That's basically what he's saying. And I, you know what? He came with receipts.
Oh,
he came with receipts. He was like, no, this is where I'm getting it from. This is why I'm saying it. And you know what? I have some stuff to say, but I'm going to be quiet. What do you think, Ed? What do you think? What do you think?
You know what? Again, thank you. I mean, for someone to sit there and write all of that and then put it into a Word document, save it, and then send to us.
He is serious.
Thank you so much, Kev.
Thank you
so much. Thank Seriously, you. We really, really appreciate it. And thank you so much for being a long-time listener. Thank you. And yeah, if you want to be like Kevin, get it off your chest. Doesn't have to be One Piece. It can be anything else. Then by all means, Super Anime Podcast. He sent it through our email. You can just go to our website and then write it in our contact us box, and then we will get it. Or you can also leave us a voice note on our website, superanimepodcast.com. There's an orange mic at the bottom right. Okay, so what do I think about this? When I first read this, I'm not going to lie, I was triggered.
Okay.
I was very much triggered to say Luffy has no character development.
Okay.
To say Luffy has no character. But then, you know, I've read through the book, the essay, as it were.
Right.
The memorandum. But I read through it, and then he made some good points around freedom and liberation and, you know, freeing a lot of his crew, which is, they're all valid, but I don't necessarily think that's his only agenda. I think where we see character development is when he loses all his friends pre-time skip, when Kuma basically bats them all away. I think in that period, we saw Luffy grow a tremendous amount. I think before then, he was a bit naive. He thought he was strong. He thought he could, you know, just sail through the new world like it's nothing. And I would agree, if that moment didn't happen, then yeah, Luffy would be like your any other main MC, you know, fight, lose, come back. I can do it, willpower. I'm going to free them. I'm just going to will it, and then it will be come into an existence. And that sometimes does happen, and that's just an MC trope. But with regards to saying he has no character development, I think his time with Rayleigh really showed us his character development. This man was crying. This man was bawling his eyes out. And he had to get over that. He had to, you know, grow as an individual, overcome in order to be the leader he needed to be in the post time skip world. That's what I would say.
Okay. I agree with him.
You don't think he has character development?
I don't think he has much. No, I don't think he has much.
You don't think the Rayleigh saga?
No, I just think that's
what.
I don't think that's nothing. I don't think that's. I don't think that is. I think there is. He's definitely learnt, and he's learnt to deal with grief. But I do not think that he's got that. That doesn't mean. That doesn't mean I would say that he's had good character growth. Like, has he got to different gears? Of course. Does he learn things? Yeah, but has he fundamentally...
So then we need to define what character development is then.
Okay, well then let's go back to his email. Let's use his definition. Let's use Dr. Ramen's, okay? Let's use Kev's definition because he stopped... That's why I like Kev, all right? He framed the conversation well. He wasn't just talking from nowhere. He framed it. So let's go back.
No, he did. He definitely did.
Let's not use our definition. Let's use Kev's, all right? Let's go back. Character development is defined, well, in his, this is Kev's, all right? We can talk about ours, but let's talk about Kev, what Kev used. Character development is defined as the traits an individual has that will help guide their behavior, such as values, ethics, and morality. What guides Luffy, freedom, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the point that he's making here, let's just go back and just summarize Kev's point. Because obviously it was a long document, well written, but again, let's just talk about it and summarize it. What Kev's point is that Luffy has his driving force, which is freedom, hasn't changed, and whenever it's challenged, it's never changed. Regardless of what's happened to him, that fundamental drive for Luffy hasn't changed. There's nothing that he's never been caused to question it. He's never been caused to reflect on it. He's never faced a scenario where he's had to actually sit down and think, is this the right approach that I'm taking? It does every single time. It's just, I'm the same old Luffy. It's the same old drive. Now, a couple of things. One, if we use that definition as the fundamental drive, and you can say that he's never changed, you could argue, but then loads of anime characters haven't changed. Tons of anime characters haven't changed, because you could take Goku, he hasn't really changed, and we would say that. Naruto, again, he hasn't really changed. Nope. He's always been driven by a sense of Hokage and a sense of community. He's always been driven by a sense of community.
Yep.
And you could see that growth, right? Now, what I think he's referring to is that Luffy hasn't experienced the drive, same drive. And I don't think you can fairly say that that's a reason for poor character or poor character growth. However, I will say that, basically, listeners, I don't know what happened. My brain just stopped. So I'm back in. I'm locked back in. So I think it's unfair to say that because Luffy's underlying drive hasn't changed, he's had poor character development. However, I do think Luffy as a character, it's also equally fair to say that he's never really had a scenario where his personality or his character, he's had to reflect or kind of like just think about his actions. So for example, let me use an example, Deku. Deku coming to terms with the fact that he has been given this power, and then struggling to realize that this power also means that the people closest to him are going to get hurt. So as a result, he then thinks, okay, I have to do all of this by myself, and pushes his friends away, and then has to realize that, okay, I was on the right path, but he was then dealt and faced with that realization that, okay, actually as a character or as an individual, I need to think about, is this the right thing for me to do? That self-doubt, that questioning himself, like really, I have to face that. Another person is Itachi and Sasuke. Both went through character growth. Sasuke realized, was driven by literally just, I want to kill Itachi, and then being faced with something that would completely change and rock that preconception, and then you have to think about, okay, what do I do now? Itachi being faced with that decision, the greater good for my clan or the greater good for my village, and then being faced to make a decision, and then all those memes about, yeah, that's why he was ill, because he's dealing with the ramifications and the stress of making that decision. So all these things, and even certain, and the Talk No Jutsu, all the villains go through some sort of realization that maybe this wasn't the wrong thing for me to do. So there are plenty of examples where you see and you hear characters being faced with, am I making the right decision? And Luffy has never had that. Luffy has never been faced with, have I made the right decision? Never. He's just been like, no, this is what I'm doing. Now, our definition of poor character development, my way I kind of understand it with Luffy is that for me, I don't see much growth as a person. I don't see a level of seriousness. I don't see his character has really changed. To me, he's like Goku. I'm being dead serious. He is like Goku. Him and Goku are the same level of character development to me.
Wow.
I'm being serious. But
wild.
I also don't think it's a problem. I'm on my soapbox, people. So sorry, you're gonna have to listen to me.
You definitely are.
I'll keep going. So I watched an interview with Christopher Nolan. Christopher Nolan, if you don't know, he's the director who did the Dark Knight trilogy with Christian Bale and what's the Joker? Heath Ledger. Rest in peace. Now, he did that trilogy. They were talking about the characters and how he decided to portray certain characters. And he didn't want to create a origin story for the Joker. because what he wanted to do, and I think I mentioned this before on a podcast, he wanted to portray the Joker, Heath Ledger's character. He wanted to portray the character and almost make it seem like there is this, he is almost like a force of nature. He is an element. He is not even natural. He just is. There is nothing. There is no changing his viewpoint. There is no, I can talk to him. There is no rationalization. It is just him. And it's almost like, okay, so what do you do when you have somebody that is so ingrained or so demonstrative as just as an idea, as a concept of anarchy and chaos? What do you do when there is no rationalization? There is no, oh, I'm like this way because my mom was mean to me or my dad hit me. No, the Joker is. That's the statement. The Joker is. He is just like that. I think Luffy's the same. There is no, I don't think the whole point of Luffy is to be like this deep character. The point of Luffy is to be the symbol of freedom. There is nothing else to it. It's not about Luffy growing. It's not about Luffy being like this deep and introspective person. It's not about him saying, you know what? I remember that. I remember, and oh, I have to deal with this self-doubt and this inner conflict. That's not Luffy. It's got nothing. Luffy is not that. There's, go for other MCs, main characters, if you want to see that. Luffy is just the symbol of freedom. So I don't actually see it as a bad thing, but it means that I accept that Luffy, when I think about Luffy as a main character, I don't see him as like, oh, I'm good. What am I going to learn from Luffy? Or how deep is Luffy going to be this time? And there is no talk, no jutsu. It's just, I just am. I am freedom. And so anything that is against that, I'm gonna push back on that. Anything that takes away somebody else's freedom, I'm going to be against that. He doesn't care whether or not it's pirates or, to be honest, in a weird way, he's not even really a pirate. They're just their own weird crew that just does what they want, which is, to Dr. Ramen's point, freedom. So he doesn't change. So I don't think he's ever going to question that. And so the only thing that I think he cares about, the same way he cares about freedom, is his friends. And so if anything does hurt his loved ones, he then feels that. So which is why the big two emotional beats that you see in Luffy's character, Sabaody Archipelago and Marineford, are all about the separation between who? Him and his friends or family. That's it. Apart from that, yeah, there's no villain is going to be like, cause him to question. Not why. No, that's not his character. That's not his character. So for me, I don't see, apart from that, I can't sit here and say, okay, yeah, Luffy's developed a whole lot and he's actually far more deeper than he was before. No, he's not.
But do you have to be deep to be developed?
No, you don't. But you can't tell me he's developed. There's nothing, there's no progress in his character as an individual, is there? Like, what is he?
I think there is.
In what?
Not strength wise. He's become a much better leader.
I
think he's become a much better leader.
He's done the same thing since what do you call it, Arlong's Park. I will do it. Since Arlong Park, where he took his hat off and put it on Nami's head. Since the same time when Water 7, when he told a grown woman, Robin, tell me that you want to be free. Go on, say it. Say it and then I'll come. He's done the same thing. How has he changed? Like, how? From a leader perspective.
From a post time skip perspective, yes, he is the first one to essentially, you know, jump in. But I think he trusts his crew a lot more.
I don't think so. He's done that from drop.
Well, I say maybe not trust his, but I think actually. Then again, I was going to say maybe he doesn't put them in danger when he always does.
You know he does.
Yeah.
The person that was enforcing the crew was Zoro. Remember that time when Usopp was about to leave the crew because he disagreed with the Going Merry? It wasn't Luffy that enforced that. That was Zoro. Zoro's like, yo, hold up a second. You're not going to talk smack and just think you're just going to get back on the ship, you know? That ain't going to happen.
So what? Look, character development apparently is what the definition of screenwriters who did What's that? Stranger Things.
Okay, fine. Let's use that. Yeah. I'll trust that.
Development is the process of creating fully formed fictional characters. Characters have essential characteristics like a name, a physical appearance, specific character traits, and a backstory or character bio.
Yep.
They also have features that make them come alive, like well-defined personality traits, strong points of view, focused desires and fears, and a character arc, or a trajectory of change throughout the throughout the story.
Okay.
So, based on that, it's just good character development is a foundational principle, of compelling piece of writing, blah, 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 you know. Okay, cool. So, based on that, we know that a trajectory of change throughout the story, Luffy has not changed. You're right.
Yeah.
I think you and Dr. Ramen are completely right about that. However, if we are taking other definitions or other traits of character development, I would say that Luffy is definitely someone who
has all
features that make them has features that make him come alive.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely has a well-defined personality.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely has a strong point of view.
Mm-hmm.
He has focused desires and fears, losing his friends,
mm-hmm.
and he has a character arc.
Okay,
so we see his journey in terms of I want to get stronger. Okay, from a strength perspective, he has growth, so maybe not development in terms of his character. So maybe you're right. Maybe Dr. Ramen is right. I think again, it's that conversation we had regarding, what was it? Versus, I forgot the name.
I know what you're talking about, but
do you know what I mean?
Character development versus then, character growth or something like that.
I can't remember. We had this conversation, but I think character development is the umbrella and everything. A lot of things fall under it. So I think that's where it gets a bit difficult because, yes, Luffy may not necessarily have changed in terms of his opinions or his ethics or his morals. However, he has definitely grown as a person, whether it be strength, mostly it will be strength.
So that's the issue.
He's definitely grown.
That's the issue. That's the issue though. So if we use that, is Luffy a well-developed...
But then you say that most MCs...
That's what I said. I'm fair. Go.
No, I was just going to say most main characters have that. It's that unwillingness, that stubbornness, that one single-mindedness that kind of is their North Star, is what gets them through the hurt, the heartache. Naruto wanted to be Hokage. Luffy wants to be Pirate King. I don't know what Ichigo wants to be.
He
has reverse development.
Worst guy, just grumpy for no reason. We don't even find out why he's grumpy.
But you know, Deku wants to be the greatest superhero. So these are all, I guess, aims or goals that they all have that they don't stray from. So to then say, you know, actually, I don't want to be Pirate King. I just want to chill out, you know, be on Asadi Adipurgo, chilling with the bubbles and all that stuff. It's not going to happen. Do you know what I mean? And that's probably a flaw, or maybe the writers have done it. And we've said this before. A lot of the side characters have character development.
Yeah.
Because they want to, because of the struggle, it's almost like, you know, the kid who's always smart, and I think we said this before, who gets the A's and all that stuff, and then you're there struggling and stuff like that. You're trying to essentially bridge that gap. And to bridge that gap, you're going on your own journey. Vegeta being a case in point, you know, he's trying to understand, how does he become a Super Saiyan? Is it me? Is it strength? Is it emotions? Is it my treatment when I was a child and Frieza, all that stuff? These are all things he's starting to question just to get to the level where Goku is. And that's a lot of side characters. So to summarize what I've just said, you know what, Dr. Ramen, I'll give it to you in a sense where he's had character growth, but he's had little to, I wouldn't say no character development, but he's had very little character development.
So I get all of that. It makes complete sense to me. I get it. That's fine. However, the thing that I would say is that, okay, is Luffy, if we use your definition, is Luffy a well-developed, is Luffy a developed character? Fine. Yes. Let's just say that. We're using that definition that you read from Stranger Things and Do they have fears and dreams and belief and so on? So if we use that definition, we can tick yes for all those things with Luffy, right? I think that, and we had the same conversation before, but has he shown growth from that? I don't think he has. I think the Luffy that we see at the beginning is the same Luffy we see at the end. There's not much different. There isn't that. Even with, I think even with Naruto, we saw him questioning himself at times, right? We saw him like, oh, this is, people are going to get hurt. Like, I have to make sure I make the right decision. Or even something like that, like just showing the scale of growth. Like, Luffy doesn't even seem to care that the whole world might just be destroyed. He's like, he doesn't seem to give a damn. He's just literally traveling. Oh, what? What? You can't eat? Who did that? All right, cool. Let me go and screw them up. If he makes a decision that would screw up intent, like, how many decisions has Luffy made that makes life for the other islands worse? Do you think Fishman Island are having a good socio-economic time right now? They're not. So basically, Luffy, like, you see it on the Reverie. So you, Alabasta, all you people, are you on Luffy's side now, right? Because he's a pirate. So I don't think we can trust you right now. Or you want protection from the Marines? I don't know if we could do that right now unless you give us more money. He's making life difficult.
You know what? When you put it that way, yeah, I get it. I see what you mean. He does go into every situation head first without thinking.
Naruto would never do that. Be like, actually, I need to be, this might hurt some people. This might hurt people. Luffy ain't thinking about, yeah, you can be under my flag. It's fine. Are you sure? Because it's a problem now. And he's not like Big Mom. He's not like the other Yonko that stay in one place. Where's your Yonko?
Yeah, he's on
the island. He's on Whole Cake Island. Where's your island? Oh, I'm on Wano. Where's Luffy? I don't know, boy. I don't know. Do you know how to get in touch with contact with him? I don't know. we'll find out in the news.
Goodness.
So I don't think Luffy has shown any growth. And I'm not complaining. I'm not here saying that I want to see growth from Luffy. I actually don't. I think it's fine to see him as like a force of nature, as the beacon of freedom. And so it makes sense why everything he does is about, I just want to be free. I literally just want to be free. I don't care about anything else. Don't call me. I don't care. I just want to be a pirate because it's supposed to be the big freedom. And I'm pretty sure what he wants is to have a big party where everyone can just have fun. But he doesn't actually care about being like collecting power. That's not what it is. I think what Dr. Ramen is alluding to is that I think he's asking a question. Will we ever see Luffy get to a point where he thinks, this freedom thing that I want, is it actually the right thing to do? Does it actually get me to where I need to get to? Like, I don't know. And even some people, that's why some people didn't like the Gear 5 reveal, being like, he's the embodiment of Sun God Nika.
Yeah,
because that then means, oh, so then there's a case of like almost like predeterminism. Like, is everything's just been, it's in your destiny, and you can't just. So that's why something's like, I liked it when he didn't have that, and he was just a person that would just do it, as opposed to, oh no, he's the chosen one. It's like, no, I didn't want him to be the chosen one. No, don't give me chosen one trope. It's also like old fantasy, not old, but historic fantasy books. There's ultimate good against ultimate evil. And there is none of this, oh, he's good, he's bad because he was treated this way in his past. No, he's just straight evil from the beginning. The beginning. And I think that's why. So, yeah.
No, you know what? I was, I came into this actually thinking he did, but I think you and Dr. Ramen make some good points. I think, yes, he's a developed character, but he has no development throughout the show, which, and again, I think you're right. I think given the way the show is, we've said One Piece is quite quacky. It's quite fantastical in elements, funny, but also quite serious. I mean, Luffy Cat does switch from funny to serious a lot, but that's primarily because he's, you know, he's main character trope trying to, you know, elongate the fight. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I think you're right. I think, whilst it saddens me to say, he hasn't had much character development.
Growth.
I think,
I think he's had growth. Well,
in terms of, because growth can be a lot of things. Strength, you know.
Okay, take strength out of it because it's a shonen. That's like a given. Yeah. This is a given. This is a given. You can't have a shonen with not no growth. Strength growth. Like,
I mean, don't you think him crying? Because I'd never seen him. Actually, no, I did when his ace died.
Yeah. So I think that's the thing. Saibody and Marineford, those two things. It's like, yeah, but then it doesn't change him at all. It doesn't change him. He never thinks maybe this is the wrong thing to do. He just, it's just the
I mean,
wrong
he was him. Remorseful that he took his friends there to the new world, and because a non-character developed Luffy would not be remorseful.
Yeah, but then that's...
He was remorseful that he took them there, they weren't that strong, and he thought he had lost them forever.
Yeah, but then you could also argue he would always be that way. He didn't. His belief system didn't change, and I don't think we need. I want to make it clear. I'm not suggesting that his belief system has to change for me to say, oh, he's developed. No, not at all. But I'm just saying, in terms of, will we ever see a Luffy that is then questioning that belief? He can still come back to it and say, you know what? No. This is what I want to do. I'm locking in. But we've never seen any growth. I think the argument is, the Luffy of old is the same as Luffy is now.
Yeah,
there is no decision that post-timeskip Luffy has made that pre-timeskip Luffy would not make. There's none at all. But for example, take Sasuke, for example. Pre-Shippuden Sasuke would never want to be a Hokage. He doesn't give a damn about being a Hokage. At the end of Shippuden, my guy is battling. My guy's saying, cool, okay, I'll take over and I'll be Hokage of the village. He fought Naruto with that belief.
Did he?
Yes.
Did he want to be Hokage, Sasuke?
Towards the end, he was saying it as more of like, okay, I'll just do it and I'll fix the village.
Oh, okay.
And then pre-time skip, I'll just use it for lack of a better term.
Pre-Shippuden.
Pre-Shippuden, Sasuke would never think, okay, I'm going to destroy the village. Shippuden Sasuke was at one point like, yeah, cool, I'll destroy it if I need to. I'll destroy it. After he understood the sacrifice that his brother had to make, he was willing to burn the whole place to ground. Now, again, I am not saying that Luffy has to do a 180 like that, but I'm just saying that in terms of a growth of his character, non-strength related, I don't think there's no real deeper exploration as to.
So what we're saying is his ideologies haven't changed.
I don't think he has changed at all. Okay, take Solo. Okay, yeah. Take Solo. Beginning of this podcast, probably wasn't as comfortable being on camera or even like being out there, for example, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that my ideologies and my things that I care about, that doesn't mean any of that has changed. But there's also growth in my skill set, and there's growth in my confidence of being online or whatever you want to call it. But there's growth in that. So you see, okay, a part of his character has actually changed and is aligning to his wider goals. Luffy, there's no other part that I think that I can see. And if someone wants to say I'm wrong, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But I don't see anything where Luffy has changed. Like, I generally don't. Or grown in. Let's just say grown in, because I don't think change is a wrong thing. Because I don't want Luffy to change. I like him being seen as the beacon of freedom. But I don't. There's no add-on to it. There's no plus one. It's just there's no freedom plus two or freedom time. There's no Kaioken to him. It's just him. Like, I still maintain, I'll summarize, I'll leave it with this. There is no decision that post-time skip Luffy has made that pre-time skip Luffy would have never made. None.
And the only when you say it like that, it's true.
He does better is that he's stronger.
Yeah. When you say it like that, it's true.
None.
There is none. When you say it like that, it's true.
Pre-time-skip Luffy would still roll up to someone's place and say, cool, give me back my friend.
Yep.
Pre-time-skip Luffy was on smoke. He was shooting down world government. He got his, what do you call it? Not him. What's the other unofficial member of the crew?
Not Usopp. Unofficial?
Yeah. Oh, actually, he's actually an official member. He just doesn't show up too often. Not Usopp.
Soge King.
Yeah, Soge King. Yeah, him. So obviously he's a member of the crew. We just don't see him, but he's a member of the crew.
Yeah.
Didn't he get him to burn the flag? Yeah. Burn the flag. Was it him or him? I think some people seem to confuse it or him or Usopp. I don't know, but
now wasn't it Usopp?
They don't look the same. So I don't know, but I think
this time it was Usopp because he was there
on the ledge, right?
And then he pulled it. Yeah. I think that was Usopp. That wasn't Soge King.
But either way, Luffy is galvanizing his whole crew to be like, cool, bang. Shoot that down.
So basically, if anything, he hasn't learned from the fact that, I mean, they all did get stronger, but they went to Kaido and they could have all been battered because...
Yeah, no, but Plot Fruit came in strong.
Yeah, of course. But I'm just saying, there were some real hard, strong characters in there from Kaido's perspective. In terms of the what they call it, the Beast World, the Dino Warriors, or
Beast Pirates.
So they could have actually lost there. I mean, he just puts blind faith in, and I mean, his plot arm as well. But he just puts blind faith in his team to overcome, and he will deal with the main threat. So
like he hasn't learned from that.
He hasn't learned that
some of his crew could die at any moment if he's not careful.
Yeah, nah, he hasn't.
Like, he still puts Nami, he's like, you got this, Nami, you're fine. Like, whoa, wait, Luffy, please. I am not part of the Monster Trio. I do not have the strength that you think I do.
You know, gosh. Yeah, so he is quite naive in that sense. Yeah. But no, you're right. It's just who he is. So, you know, yeah, you're right. You convinced me. I think I like the way he summarized it. There's nothing pre-time skip Luffy would do that post-time skip Luffy won't. Yeah. Luffy won't. So
they're the same. You can take pre-time skip Luffy, insert him in post-time skip and be like, yeah.
Same actions.
But you like, okay, let's finally compare it to some other characters. You take, let's just take Naruto. Pre-time skip Naruto. Or pre-Shippuden Naruto was a lot more carefree.
Yeah, a lot more carefree.
It didn't stop that his ideas. He didn't stop caring about the village. He didn't stop caring about being Hokage. He didn't stop caring about, you know, being friends with certain individuals like Sasuke.
Mm-hmm.
But post-Shippuden Naruto was a lot more considerate. It was a lot more
measured.
Yeah, it was a lot more measured. A lot more measured. Actually, like, I'm not just representing myself. I'm actually trying to represent
the village, and
make sure the village is cool. I need to make sure the village is in a good place. Deku also went through that period when he was doing vigilante Deku, where it's like, and his friends were like, yo, bro, you need help. You can't do this all by yourself. And he's doing it out of guilt. And then he's realizing, okay, I need to make sure. But now he's more willing to include his friends.
Yeah,
and acts as a support system, whereas pre-vigilante, he was actually I can do this myself.
I don't need you.
But now he's actually, actually, you know what?
No. Was it he pre-vigilante? He was very much more very. He was inclusive of his friends.
He was, and then left, lost it.
Yeah, lost it,
and then came back to it.
Yeah,
yeah, and I would say even come back to it even more.
Because so he now thought,
he's come back even more though. I'd say even more now. Yeah. To trust on his friends even more than he did before.
I agree.
So you got stuff like that. Bleach, Ichigo, let's not talk about him.
But you don't have to go through all of them, but yeah, you're right.
No, but it's just a good example.
There's a lot of
good example.
No, you're right. I think Luffy, again, like you said, he doesn't necessarily have to change. He was gifted the ability to have strong empathy, to have the right morals, the right traits to be an MC, and that it just works. So, I think if, for Luffy to become measured and serious, it just wouldn't work. So yeah. It works.
Yeah, it wouldn't even fit in the story. So for him to be how he is now, it's fine. It's okay. But I can't sit here and confidently say he's had growth throughout the whole 1,000+.
Well, Dr. Ramen, looks like you were cooking up a storm. But no, honestly, Dr. Ramen, that was brilliant. I think, thank you so much again for that, that entry. You know, I was triggered, but I think talking through that with Solo, I can agree. You're right. He has the whole freedom and liberation and offering that to all the people he comes across. But in terms of him as a person, yeah, he hasn't developed, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's a Shonen MC thing. It's a Luffy thing.
Yeah.
Thank you again so much, Kevin. We really appreciate it. Thank you for being a long-time listener. Again, if you want to join Discord at Super Lights Assemble, you can come in there. We have lots of wild takes and hot takes in there. That's not just for Kevin, that's for everyone. If you also want to leave us a message, it's on superanimepodcast.com or leave a voice note on orange mic, and then you can go to our social, superanimepodcast.com. That's super with 3 U's. So I am free from what I thought was Luffy being a developed, or he is a developed, but more so yes, having a developed.
Yeah, he is developed,
but just he's hasn't
shown further development. Growth.
Yeah, further yes. growth. Yeah,
but he's a developed character.
Yeah. All right, there we have it. Thank you so much for listening. If you were non One Piece, but you just because I know people, some
I
people
don't care
listen
anymore.
To us.
I'm standing on business. Look,
no, but I'm just saying, if like some people listen to us, but. Even when we're talking about One Piece, we have no idea. So we appreciate you. I can't remember who it was. They sent me an Instagram saying, "Look, I haven't watched One Piece. I'm gonna get into it, but I just like listening to you guys. So thank you so much if you're listening.
Of course, man.
We really, really appreciate that. And that is it. So Kevin, I hope that answers your question. You doctors. You know, you came.
We joined together,
Dr. Solo and Dr. Ramen came together.
Like a power Rangers.
I said, no. We are the doctors. Let me tell you my philosophy, my methodology, my hypothesis of why you are wrong, you masters. You don't even have a master's. You have a degree. I'm a PhD. I'm a doctor.
You know what? That's how I know that we're old. We're getting old, Ed. I know exactly what album your reference is. I know exactly what interlude you're talking about. That's horrible. I feel so terrible. I know exactly what you're referring to. I don't know how I think about this.
Exactly
what album
hey, man. I'm young, I'm free, and I'm liberated. Anyway, thank you everyone for listening. Until next week, take care.